We left off yesterday just barely introducing the sugya. The Gemara tells us in the Balam and Aleph that what the din should have been, what the din actually is, in terms of an Eved being Mazik. So the din should have been that the Oven should have had to pay. The din actually is that the Oven doesn't pay. Shem Yechitin Rabba, which again is simply reading the Gemara, sounds like it's only a Tachana Sechamim, just to protect the interest of the Oven. But Meikra Dimin HaTorah, the Oven should have been held responsible for the Nezik of the Eved, which is of course a problem, because based on what? So the simple pshat in the Gemara is it's based on Mamon Shehizik, not all that different than an animal that's Mazik. So if I have an ox, I have a dog, I have a camel, and the other animal that does the Nezek, so that's the Parshas HaTorah, that's Parshas Mishpatim, that I'm held responsible for my Niske Mamono. So my Eved Kenayani, my Shefach Kenayani, is no less of a Niske Mamono than my Shrova Chamor. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. So we began to read through the Reb Naftali, to discuss the Reb Naftali. Anyone had a chance to take a look at the Granat, so it's doesn't need my recommendation, I highly recommend reading. So the Reb Naftali throws at you one kasha and another kasha and another kasha. It's very, very hard to believe that this is the regular rules of this kimono. So one of the questions, one of the objections that Reb Naftali raised yesterday, we addressed, he himself addressed, namely, generally speaking, my mamon is only held responsible for certain types of mazik. My mamon is not held responsible if it digs a hole, if it lights a fire, those who stick it back in the chavez, ishbor, shorbor, ishesh, shorish, whatever the drosha for those things are. So why would I have even dreamt, min haTorah, that the Adon is responsible for the Eish of the Eved? So Reb Naftali said, now, Hakam HaEskin, it's not an Eish of Eish, it's an Eish of Adam HaMazik. The word Eish means different things in different places. So over here, Shem Yechitin HaRabah, V'yelech V'yad V'gdish V'chaveh, means he's going to do it as an Adam HaMazik, with a direct torch the fellow's grain. So for sure, the Eved would have been held responsible. For sure, the Adon would have been held responsible for that. So that was the first kasha. That wasn't the end of the world. Reb Naftali was able to save us with that Hagdah. But the second kasha got us thinking a little bit more yesterday. The Reb Naftali raised the second objection to what the supposed din d'oraisa would be. So as Reb Naftali, we have a rule of Mishnah later on the fourth parak that a shomer is nichnas tachas yad ha'bailam, that a shomer always steps up to the plate and the adon l'chor gets off scot free. So if the shomer is held responsible, what does that mean practically? That means that I, as a bailam, I'm only responsible if nobody otherwise responsible is watching. If I hand over my item, my animal, to a responsible watchman, so then that gets me out of the picture. If I hand them over to an irresponsible watchman, that's nothing. That's not a shmira. I ask a 3-year-old kid to watch my ox, that's no good. But if I ask a grown person, a bendaz, to watch my ox, so nichlas tachas habaylim, the effect of Reb Naftali, every eved, an other relationship, is an effective relationship of a mafkid and a shomer. It's understood the Eved is a responsible human being, he's a mature human being, he should be watching himself. So that's the halakha equivalent of handing over my ox to somebody else. So every time I have an Eved walking in the street, the Eved is supposed to be a normal person, he's supposed to be watching himself. Normal human behavior does not include setting fire to things. That's abnormal behavior, that's arson, you're not supposed to do it, you get into jail for that. Normal behavior is you don't light things on fire. So when the Eved goes ahead and he lights things on fire, so he's being pesheya in a shmira that he was responsible for. So that should get the Adon off of the hook. So why do you need a din derabon to get the Adon off the hook? Table even with the raisa, the Adon should be potter, because shomer is nichas tachas habaylam. That was the second kasha of Naftali.
He's a shomer himself on the ish.
No, he should be watching himself. He's supposed to be making sure that he doesn't light fire. That's a normal protocol. So we began to tackle the answer to this question. Reb Naftali himself began to tackle, going back to the drawing board to understand what exactly are the parameters of this statement that a shomer is nichas tachas habaylam. It's a Mishnah. There's no arguing about this din. Shomer nichas tachas habaylam. So there is a startling statement of Rashi in the fourth of the Ramakomas on Daf and Nunvav and Mebeis that really, really opens up our eyes to the sugya and may potentially become very helpful over here. So the Gemara in the fourth of the Ramakomas and Nunvav and Mebeis is commenting on what it says, Masra l'roeh, nichlas haroeh tachtav. If you hand your sheep over to a shepherd, so then the shepherd becomes in charge. So the Gemara says, Amre tachtav deman. Who exactly is the shepherd becoming responsible for? Namely, whose place is the shepherd taking? Ilei metachtav de bal behema. If we're talking about, I own an animal, and I call up, I don't know, 1-800-SHEPHERD, I find myself a shepherd, and I give it to the roeh, and he's taking my place. That's what this statement of Chazal means. Nichlas haroeh tachtav, that he's taking the place of the Bailim. I need a Mishnah to tell me that. Tidichad is imna. It's a fairish Mishnah. Muscle shabachim l'shon asachol asayakul nechazachat abaylam. What's the difference whether he's a shepherd or he's a shomer? A shepherd is a shomer. Aviro is a shomer. If he's getting paid, he's a shomer sach. If he's not getting paid, he's a shomer chinam. So why did the Mishnah in the beginning of the sixth parak feel the necessity to speak about sheep and shepherds? It's all the same sugya, mafkids and shomers. The Gemara says, no. What it means is like this. El atacht of the shomer. When the Mishnah says in the beginning of the sixth parak that Moshe L'Roi Nichnas R'Tachtav, that means that I left. I'm the owner of the sheep. I left. I'm gone. I'm running a multi-million-dollar company. I'm not standing there with this little bo peep watching my sheep. So I gave him over to Shomer number one. He is the professional. He's in charge. I hired my foreman to make sure that all my sheep are okay. Now he subcontracts to smaller shepherds. He calls somebody, you know, with a little flute and that stick over there, you know, with a little kafir on the back, and he's gonna sit there and actually watch the sheep. So there's two stages here. It's not one deshavot. It's not two dinamin shepherds. So there's the bailim of the sheep. There's the super duper main contractor who's supposed to find other, and then there's the subcontractor, the guy who's actually watching the sheep. So Gemara says that when the Mishnah says that Masra L'Roya Nichas R'Tachtav, it doesn't refer to the Roa taking the place of the original Bailim. It refers to the Roa taking the place of the Shomer number one. Now that's a very, very loaded statement, because that's the whole Sugya, Shomer, Masra L'Shomer, that's above the Matzias Sugya. So again, we're not learning Perek HaKonis right now, so we're not going to get into that. But that's the pshat of the Mishnah. So Nichas R'Tachtav means shepherd number two takes the place of shepherd number one. Very good, beautiful. And what does that mean practically? So listen to what Rashi says. V'hochi mashma, Masra Shomer L'Roa, Nichnas HaRoa Tachtav. So the Roa takes the place of Shomer number one. Shomer number one is out of the picture. The Azli Bailim U'Mishto Dina B'Hadei Sheini V'Arishim Mestalik. And therefore, when the Bailim, what do they call them again? Who are the Bailim? The plaintiff, right? He's the plaintiff now. We'll see in a second. He's taking someone to a din Torah. The Bailim are coming to be Mishtoi Dina. Who are they taking to the din Torah? The second guy, the little guy, little Bo Peep, taking to the din. They're not taking the middleman to the din Torah. The Bailim are taking the bottom guy on the totem pole to the din Torah. Why? Thus the din, then never be Mishnah, Masra L'Roa Nichnas R'Roa Tachtav. So the Roa substitutes in place of the middle person. And when the Bailim come and take the to a din Torah to collect the money, they're going after the bottom guy, not the middle person. Ad kan divrei Rashi. What's the problem? We got the wrong Teveya here. Who's the Teveya? There's a fourth guy here. There are four people here. There's the guy, the multi-million dollar, he's got a whole empire of sheep all over the world. He runs all of Australia. He's got all the sheep in the world, all right? Then he hired out one shomer, this one guy, he's got 500 jobs going on. He's not sitting there in the pastures. Then there's the third guy, the little guy with the you know, shepherd stuff. And then there's a fourth guy. Who's the fourth guy? The nizik, the guy who's, what do sheep eat, by the way? What do they destroy? So he had very expensive grass. This guy has a whole... So this guy owned a baseball field, and he's got a billion-dollar baseball field, and all of a sudden, this guy's sheep comes spaziering in, and they eat up the whole infield. So he's got a tie-in. He said, I have a game today. I don't have enough time to put down a tarp, you know, artificial turf right now. So you're costing me a lot of money, a lot of loss. So Rashi is trying to highlight the Din Torah. So who is the Tevei, and who is the Nitva in this Din Torah? So if I was calling the shots, I would have said... Who's the Teveya? The guy who owns the field. Give me a good name of a field. Wrigley Field. He still owns Wrigley Field.
Cubs later.
Yeah, you're telling me. He's telling me. I remember when the Cubs didn't play at night. You know that? You know why? Because Phil Wrigley refused to put lights into the stadium. Do you know that?
I don't know.
Dr. Bernie, everybody knew that. Like, how do you not know that? Okay. All right. So forget, I'll show off barbecue even better. The animal sheep come and they're already hovakach in Wrigley Field. You know what they eat? They eat the ivy on the. Oh, now we're talking. Okay, fine. I didn't grow up in Chicago. So Brisei again. So who's the din Torah? Who's the Teveya here? The Teveya is Wrigley. That's not Rashi said. Rashi said the Teveya is the owner of who? The owner of the sheep. How did they get? Who are they being Teveya? What loss happened to them? What's the answer? Come the Achraim and say, what's the Pshat in Rashi? Obvious? It's obvious, says the Pnei Yeshua and the Rashi, obviously what must have happened is there's a missing step in this story. Obviously, Mr. Wrigley went back to the original owner of the sheep and took it to a Din Torah and collected his money. How dare him do that? Didn't he learn the Mishnah? Doesn't the Mishnah say, Nichlas Hashem Etachtav? What's the answer, by say? Nichlas Hashem Etachtav doesn't mean you can't go after the Baalim. Nichlas Hashem Etachtav means you want to go after the Baalim because that's who you go after. Elohim, Nichlas Hashem Etachtav means afterward the Baalim can turn around and go collect from the Shomer. So you got two Din Torahs going on there. Two. He's suing him, everyone's suing everybody else. But the Baalim never get off scot-free. Does everybody agree to this Rashi? So the answer is probably not. There are Rishonim who don't learn this. The Torah, Cheshem Mishpah, when he quotes this din of Nichlas HaBaalim Tachtav, the Torah explains it Pshutu K'mishmah. The Baalim say, see you later, I'm out of the picture. I hired you, you're my watchman. You go to the Din Torah. No one's coming after me. And the Chora, not only did the Torah say that, but it sounds from Tosus that way as well. There is a Tosus in the beginning of Perek HaKoneis, where Tosus deals with the following dilemma. There is a Mishnah that says that Masal Shana Shomer Nichlas Tachtav, right? That's the Farish. Then the Mishnah and the Gemara also say there's another, almost a corollary of that din, is what if somebody steals sheep? I steal your sheep, and now the sheep are sitting in my backyard, and then the sheep get out and they go into Yenim's, into a third guy's backyard. They go and they eat up the field in Wrigley Field. So who does Mr. Wrigley take to a Din Torah? What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, Hotziu HaListim. Anyone like the Perek HaKoneis? Hotziu HaListim, what does it say? HaListim Chayavim. That if the Listim themselves picked up the animal, they were cutting the animal, they're Gazlonim now on this animal, so they are held accountable for the Nezek that this animal does. So Frek Tosis Akasha, based on what? What is the Mechayev of the Gazlon? Who based on who? Based on where? So Bishlam, a Shomer, I understand how a Shomer becomes Chayev, because one can argue, licked in the Kabbalah Shmira, is twofold. When I accept to watch something for you, so I'm accepting, number one, if something happens to it, I will be held responsible, so whatever my degree of Shmira, Shemachim, Shemesach, whatever the details of the Dinam are. And in addition to Kabbalah Shmira from external, I'm also Mekabel Shmira, what? That it's not going to be mounting somebody else, right? I think this is, again, you correct me if I'm wrong, this is very similar to liability and collision, am I correct? Yeah. Similar kind of idea, right? So when you get insurance in your car, so liability, everyone has, that's the law, right? You have to have liability. That means if your car smashes somebody else, or your car hits somebody, or injures, kills somebody else, so you can't drive without liability. If you drive without liability insurance, you're much against the law. They'll take your car away from you. But then there's another thing called collision insurance, or theft insurance. You don't have to have your own collision. If you are driving this yeshivish car back from the 1950s, as they say, the only thing that doesn't make noise is the horn, so if that's the kind of car that you're driving, so then that's it, your choice. You're not mechuyev to, I remember my first car, I bought it for $1,500, so they wanted to put collision insurance. The collision insurance cost six times the price of what the car was. So you're not mechuyev to accept that insurance. So in halach, in hilchos shmira, every shomer is both. Every shomer accepts a degree, whatever that degree of responsibility is, vis-a-vis the object itself, and then he also accepts vis-a-vis if this object damages something else. If it's an animal, it may damage something else. So he says, I understand why a shomer is chayev in Ezekiel to somebody else's property. But why is the gazlan chayev? Based on what? The gazlan, when he stole the animal, he was mekabel achrayus. What's mekabel achrayus? Why is the gazlan chayev if something happens to the item he stole? So I steal a sheep, and the sheep gets struck by lightning. Why am I chayev? What's the mechayev? Point to me the pasuk that's mechayev me. The heishes veheishes gozol. I have a mitzvah shavah, so of course I have to return it. And if I can't return the item, then I have to return the domim. We spoke a lot about this in Sukkot last year. Is that also mitzvah shavah? Is that a separate chiyuv of tashlumin? That's a lot of lumdus. But push comes to shove, the Mishnah says, being in the ninth pack of Bava Kamma, everybody knows you steal an item, you return the item. If for whatever reason you can't return the item, either because it's no longer here, or because you were kind of bishinui, or maybe you're kind of beyush, whatever, if somehow you figured out a way to be kind of the item, then you've got to pay the cash. So says Tosis, I understand that a gazlan has to pay if something happens to the item. But how do you know a gazlan has to pay if it does to something else? So Tosis gets very, very weary, and Tosis throws out a very, very important line. It says, not every gazlan is necessarily a shomer. Gazlan and shomer are not necessarily the same thing. And Tosis goes to give you a whole tour through Bava Kamma to show you there may be cases that a shomer may be held responsible that a galant may not be held responsible for. An interesting idea. So Tosfos throws the hands up and says, so Taka, why is it? Why is it? What's the mechayev? Name me the mechayev for a galant. The Mishnah says the fair. Shatziu ha'listim listim chayavim. Why? Point to be a pasuk of Chumash. Why? Menani mili. So listen to how Tosfos Magid did this. Tosfos in the fifth and Ramah Kodesh. Tosfos says, you know what the source is? When there's no pasuk, what's the source? This svaro. So he says, it's simple, elementary, simple logic. Why? The svaro, the gaza nechasach zabaylim. The kevan shahaytzi mishus baylim, shahayu chayavim bishmirasa, v'ein abaylim yichol mishomra, v'shinig zonahem. So he's just saying something profound. So he's just saying, this is like a throwback to the beginning of the year. Why am I chayev for damage that my animal causes? What's the real heart and soul of the mechayev? What does the Mishnah say in Baba Kamad Abayis? What's the underlying, what's the memati, what's the kamadami of Alam Azigin is what? Shmira Se'alecha. I'm supposed to be watching it. Now again, we spent a lot of time earlier in the year saying, is that the reason why I'm paying is almost like because I violated the din, I was over the issue of not being Shomer, and therefore I pay? Or, that's not really the pshat. The pshat is I'm really paying because in the end of the day, damage was caused. The only thing is that if it wouldn't have been Shmiras Lalai, I could have said, well, it's not my fault. Right? We spoke a lot about this earlier. But everyone agrees Shmira plays some kind of a role here. So listen to this Tosfos. Every word of Tosfos is Kedish Kedoshim. Says Tosfos that it's Pasha Tesvara that a galatin takes over the Chiv Shmira. Why? Because he took it away from the Bailim, and the Bailim were the ones who were being Shomra up until now. They had a Bailim only Shomra. Who's going to watch the animal now? The Bailim? They can't do that. You know why? For the Shenigs Lamehem. How in the world are you going to tell the Bailim you're responsible to watch this item? Therefore, Yesh Lagaz on the Shomra. Someone's got to watch the item. So, says Tosfos, Kolzman, that it's Bishus HaBailim, it's Mutal on the Bailim to watch it. And the Ishvira ultimately results in having to pay for the Nezek. Once the Bailim are no longer able to be Shomer, because the Gazlan took it, and the Gazlan is able to be Shomer, listen to this, Tosfos. The Le'inyan Ezekin, Ikru Bailim, Kol Misha B'yadol L'Shomra. So here's this Hagdor of Tosfos. Tosfos just said, you know why a Gazlan is Chayev from Mazik? Because he's the Bailim. He's not the Bailim. The animal's registered in the owner's name. There was no Yush, there was no Shinri, there was nothing. It's 100% the Didi Mabris belongs to the Bailim. It's not the Gazan's Bechav. The Gazan tries to be Makdash, it ain't the Makdash of Hashem Shalai. It's 1,000% belongs to the Bailim. According to Rish Lakish, who says you can be Makdash, something that Shalom Vienna Bershusa, you can be Makdash. It's Mamashiroth, it belongs to the Bailim. Taisa says it belongs to the Bailim, the Chol HaTarakula, except for one area of Halacha. What's the one area of Halacha? Hilchos what? What defines Bailus in Hukas Nezikin is not the regular standard of Chashim Mishpat. What defines Bailus is who is supposed to be watching this item. The person who is supposed to be watching, he is the one ultimately held responsible. According to Tosfos Hagdara, could you say Rashi's Pshat? Could you say like Rashi that I gave it over to a Shomer and now Nezik happened, so the Nezik can come to me? Comes to me based on what? I'm a nobody. What's his claim against me? He has to take me to court. So I can say, La Bal Devarim, yeah, you're not taking me to court. I'm not going to court with you. So the guy says, what do you mean you're not going to court with me? You're the owner of the animal. What's my response? No. I'm not the owner of the animal. So the guy says, what do you mean you're not the owner of the animal? It says Sobolowski on the animal. What's the answer? Tosfos Daf Nun Vav, Baba Kam, but in the other the Shomer. I gave it to the Shomer. How can I watch something that's out of my house? I'm 100 miles away from the animal. So, l'chayr, according to Tosfos Hagdara, that the Bailim are no longer the Bailim, what's Shaykh to take the Bailim? So, it's in Torah. So, they're Rishonim who for sure argue in Rashi. So, Rashi is a Chiddush Gadol that the Nizik always ultimately takes the Bailim to the Din Torah, and then the Bailim has to fight it out with the Shomrim. According to the Torah, that's not true, and according to Alom, the Sintai, it's most probably not true either. That's right. But at the end of the day, the Bailim can't watch. In neither case is the Bailim Mutal L'Shomra.
But in
the
other case, he's responsible for the Shomra. He gave over the Shomra to someone else.
But he gave it to an irresponsible person. then you're right. Muscle lechev shet v'katan, he's not held responsible. But if he gives it to a responsible person, so then it's understood that when we can't come to him in Bezin and say, why aren't you watching it? What do you mean, why aren't you watching it? See, a guy leases a car, right? Reuben goes to Hertz and leases the car. And Reuben is pesheya terribly with the car. So, I mean, forget about what the law is in terms of that. But Lamaisa, was Hertz pesheya? Hertz looked the guy had a clean driving record, had a license, he had a credit card. Like, mehechatesi. Like, they did a kol mashem mutl alayim. They did their due diligence, they did a mashem mutl alayim, and they're out of the picture. I mean, again, whether that is the rule in America or not, is a different story in terms of cars. But in terms of Dini HaTorah, if I give it to a Shomer, the Torah recognizes the institution of Shemira, Pashat Mishpatim, so built into the institution of Shemira is the understanding. If I give it to somebody else to watch, I'm not watching it anymore. So once Tosha said, if you deny Tosha and say that Bailus depends on who owns it, Tachlas, dollars and cents, and then you're right, then the Bailam is still responsible. But if you redefine, reformulate what Bailam means in Uchas Tzadikin, then in Uchas Tzadikin, the Bailam are off the hook. So comes Reb Naftali and says, this machlekes of Rishayim between Rashi on the one hand against Tosha and on the other hand is now going to become critical for our sugya. Why? Because we're trying to figure out what was the Din D'oraisa pre-Takana of Shemech and Tener Rabbi. So the Din D'oraisa clearly was that the Nizek's going after the Adon. Going after the Adon based on who? Based on what? The evidence is Shomer on himself. So it's up to Naftali, according to Rashi. It makes sense. According to Rashi, even though the Eved is quote-unquote a Shomer on himself, it doesn't matter. Because even in a real Shomer, you can go after the Baalim, according to Rashi. But according to Tosfos and the Tur, who argue that once there's a Shomer in place, so then the original Baalim, a Nishkin Baalim, so then these are the Hilchas Tzadikin, I'm not the Baalim, I'm my Eved. To quote Tosfos, an Eved is held responsible to walk around, not to burn people's houses down. So I am not the Baalim, I'm my Eved. I'm a Baalim, I'm my Eved for Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas the Shichur, and Nuchas Nazikin, and Nuchas Halvaz, and Nuchas Gittin, and Nuchas Kedushin. But I'm not a Baal of my Eved. He's a Nuchas Nazikin. He's a Baal. He's free. He's a free man in Nuchas Nazikin. And therefore, he should be held responsible, not me. He doesn't have any money. It's your problem, not my problem. If Reuven damages something, and then Reuven skips town, so we go to Shimon to pay, because Reuven doesn't have any money. Go to Shimon. Who's Shimon? Shimon's not here. So according to Tosfos, the Baalim are not here. The Adon doesn't exist. He's not the Baalim, because in Hilchos Nezikin, you only define the Baalim as the Shomer.
Two questions.
Yeah.
First, what if it's the Shomer Thino? Does that change anything?
Doesn't change anything.
No? And then second, to what extent would we apply this? Let's take, for example, I'm going on vacation, and I just leave my dog in the backyard. And then, let's say the neighbor comes and pets it. Does it now become that they have Baalim over it?
No, he's not a Shomer. You have so to become because the Gazan made a kinyan gzeil on it because he picked it up. It was machlis's l'shus, so now it's away from the Baalim. So the Baalim can't get it anymore.
Fine. You have to make that kinyan.
It has to be some form of either formal kinyan or something equivalent to a kinyan that the Gazan now calling the shots. Good. So we have two kashas again. So far we have two kashas against the basic yisoid. It appeared to us that our baseline was that the evidence chayiv out the other should have been chayiv out mamon shehizik. We had to touch up a little bit the Eish issue, so that Rabbi Naftali changed the case a little bit. Put the torch rather than fire from far away. Okay, that we were able to mukabel. And now Rabbi Naftali is getting into more trouble, and he's saying, well, it only makes sense according to half the Rishonim. But now he comes up with a third kasha. And this third kasha, he quotes from, anyone to one side? Who does he quote from? Rabbi Leza Mitels. Anyone know who that was? Laser Gordon, okay, Laser Gordon, one of the Gedolei Yoelim from Telus, from the Yastim from the Yeshivas Telus. So he quotes a kasha, a famous kasha was floating around Europe. It made its way from Telus to Radin. I think it was Tully learned in Telus. I think at some time. I'm trying to remember. Did he himself learn in Telus? I don't remember. I have to read the introduction to the when that tells you where he learned. Anyway, so he has the following kasha. So wait a second. Let's go back mamish to the drawing board. I mean literally the drawing board. Let's learn a sugya together in the beginning of the second parakabamka. And if we learn that sugya properly, we will appreciate whether the next kasha is a knockout kasha that's going to force us to revamp the entire understanding of Eved V'Yama, or whether we're going to somehow be able to finagle our way out of that kasha. So far, we have two kashas. First one we answered pretty simply. The kashas are increasing, you know, in difficulty. First kasha took us 5 minutes to answer. Second, we're ma'ir to the to be shown, but we half baked answered that kasha. The third kasha becomes really, really in for a very, very serious one. Maybe we'll be able to get out of, maybe not. The sugya in the beginning of the second barak is just commenting almost on a textual statement, which opens up a conceptually significant sugya. The Gemara is just commenting that if you look at the beginning of the second parak, where the Mishnah speaks about regel shehizik, and then the later Mishnah speaks about a shein shehizik, so the Mishnah is almost redundant. The Mishnah says, speaks enough with the lashon of Mishnah, I didn't even put the lashon of Mishnah on the Baruch Kaimis, but the Mishnah says, Keitzer Hashem Muedes Lecho Saroyla, HaBehem Muedes Lecho Peres Yirakas. It starts talking about shein, and then it starts talking about behemoths eating. So the Gemara says, wait, who was eating in the first place? They're two statements. They say the same thing. One says Shein is Chayev, and the other one says the behemoth is Chayev eating. It's the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, but it means as follows. The sixth of the Maim comes. Amar Ravashi. Tana Shein de Chaya, Oktani Shein de Behema. It's talking about two different kinds of animals. There are wild animals, and there are domesticated animals. And they're not the same in Halacha. So if I have a domesticated cow, I have a domesticated sheep, a goat, that's one kind of animal, it's behemoth. Then you have chayas. Chayas is a wild animal. So I happen to have a pet, I don't know, give me a good chaya. Yeah. I have a pet deer, okay? Or I have a pet lion, or I have a pet tiger, bears. Oh my, I have a pet wild, crazy animal. So the Mishnah just wants to enforce, you know, get this message across to you that the dinim of mazik of shein are identical. Now don't think that there are differences between behema shezika yidei achila and chaya shezika. It's all the same thing. Why in my wildest dreams would I have thought fakir? So the Gemara says salgadai the kamin on the sixth of Mamakonis. I would have thought v'shilach has be'iro k'siv. The Torah says ki avarish sadechem v'shilach has be'iro u'biyer b'techem. Remember that passage back in Dav Gimel? U'biyer b'techem v'shilach has be'iro. What does the word be'iro mean? What is the be'ir? Anachnu uve'irenu. Animals. The ear is a synonym for behema in Lashon HaKodesh. In the old biblical Hebrew, most people wouldn't say today, I'm going to the zoo to go see the be'iros. Right? We use that word, okay? So I would think that the Torah says be'iro, behema in chayaloi. I would have thought that only behema is chayaf, or not chayaf. Therefore, the Mishnah wanted to dispel any of that myth, any of that mistaken notion. Kamash belong to Dinis Yechayev, even for your pet elephant also. Chayev are also Chayev, for Shein. Ad kan Divrei Gemara. No? What's the cash in the Gemara? Cash is better than the Teretz, namely. But it says Lechumash what? It says Behema. Behema means domesticated animal, doesn't mean a wild animal. The word be'iro is a synonym for behema. Behema was a domesticated. There are differences in halacha between chayat and behemas. You're allowed to eat the chelev of a chayat, you can't eat the chayat, chelev of a behema. You have to kiss your dam and a chayat, don't do the behema. Behemas, you bring in the mizbeach chayat. There are multiple differences between behemas and chayas. So if the Torah says, v'shilach is be'iro, so taka is a sal kadayit, it's not a be'er havamina. Taka havamina is a really, really good shtaka havamina. So what's the kamash balan? The Gemara says, kamash balan the chayat v'cha behema. So Zakt Rashi, on the spot, Rashi says, Tichsiv. Rashi says, Tichsiv. Zayis ta behema asher tochelu. Umefarish basre ayal tzvi v'yachmur. Rashi makes reference to Psukim in Parshas Re'e. The Torah speaks about the list of kosher animals in two places, in Parshas Shemini and Parshas Re'e. So in Parshas Re'e, the Torah introduces by saying, Zos ha behema asher tochelu. These are the domesticated animals you can eat, guys. What does it say? It says the gazelles, the deer, the giraffes, I don't know, whatever other animals are on that list. I'm not sure which one. Maybe the giraffe's one of those. All these chayas. These are not behemoths. These are chayas. So what happened? Zay se behemoth shet techeilu. Zog te gemoin chulin zemin fendos chay b'cha behemoth. That at the end of the day, when the Torah uses the word chayas, or uses the word behemoth, you can use them interchangeably. Now, it's not always true. There are some very, very limited differences between the two. One being Kisei Adam, and another being Chelos. Here and there you have slight differences, but by and large, they're the same. By and large, this pasuk is a Gezeres HaKosa to tell me that unless you have some real, real, real indication of some Gezeres HaKosa to the contrary, so Chai B'Chol, Behema, Behema, Chai, it's all the same thing. All the halachas carry over one to another. So there's no differences between the deer and the sheep at the end of the day. Barring very, very limited differences in Ochus Kashrus. So Rashi says that's what's playing out of that sugya. Comes Tosis on the spot and has a lot of problems with this Rashi. The seventh in the Mamakamis. Tosis says, Lo miyahi derasha de behema makasha ka omer hocha dechai b'chol behema. The Gemara here in Bava Kamma Yazayin is not cross-referencing Chul and Ayin Aleph, but the Gemara says in other areas of Allah Chayis and Behemoth are the same. The Gemara there does quote that Pasuk. Rashi didn't make up that Pasuk. The Gemara does have that Pasuk as the source of Chayi B'chol Behemoth, but says tells us that's not at all what the Gemara means here. Why? What tells us Kasha? Te'ahacha afilu of namil b'chol Behemoth. What's the din if my bird damages? What's the din? Kutz b'chayiv. How do I know that? The Mishnah speaks about Tanigol, about chickens damaging. So what's the Kasha in Rashi? If you're going to tell me that, according to Rashi, Be'ira k'siv, behemoth k'siv, only behemoth, you're not chayef for every kind of animal, only behemoth, all right, chayef slip in between the cracks, because chayef v'chol behemoth, Gemara in Chulin, ayin alef min alef, behemoth chayef v'chol behemoth, okay, you can breathe a sigh of relief, you're chayef for your deer. But why are you chayef for your chicken? Why are you chayef for your ostrich? Why are you chayef for your turkey? What are you chayef for? It's nishkin chay, nishkin behemoth. So according to Rashi, the Havamin is right. When the Gemara says, V'shilach is be'iro, salgadayt chamina behema in, you're right. You talk only chai for behemoth. You're not chai for other animals. You're only chai for behemoth. Ella what? Ella what? You happen to be chai for chayes because there's a Gemara in Chulin Ayin Aleph that says chai v'chal behema. But if it's nish chai, nish behema, you should be popular. That's wrong. It's mamish dead wrong. The Mishnah says you're chai for your chickens also. So what is the correct pshat in the Gemara says? Tosfos says the Kamash Balon is nothing to do with Chulin Ayin Aleph. Ela yafinan behema mishabes. Kedamina b'ser pekapar. Gemara later on, in the end of the fifth pekapar, there's a whole bunch of drushes where the Torah speaks about behemoth. Behemtachal asabiyah kilayim. You're not allowed to cause your animals to mate together. Derech kilayim. Behemtachal asabiyah kilayim. The Gemara says, and how do you know you can't even do that to... The birds also? How do you know you can't do the chayas birds every day? The Gemara says, it says behemtecha by kilayim, and it says v'chol behemtecha by Shabbos. You can't have your animals work. It says kol is the rabbis, even the ofas. If you have a pet, your chickens can't work for you, and your turkeys can't work for you on Shabbos. You can't have your turkey plowing your field for you on Shabbos. You can't do those things. So just as in the Shabbos, ofas, like behemoth, like chayas, so too, ever it says the word behemoth in the Torah, it also means that. So Tosfos says that's what the Gemara's Kamashmon was. When the Gemara says Kamashmon Chai B'Chal Behemoth, the Gemara was not referring to Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara was referring to this Gezeres Shava of Behemtecha Behemtecha. And that's the reason it could be the Sabbath. That's why birds are Chayav. What's the Kashan? Small technical problem with this Gezeres Shava. Anyone know? It just happens not to say the word Behemtecha by Shane Hamazik. It says what? It says what? It says B'iro. B'iro. So it tells you just a little bit of a fine-tuning the Gezeres Shava. The B'iro Behem HaKol Echad. The B'tagamina Behem HaB'iroi. That's the same word. What is Tosfos saying? Unbelievable you say. What's Tosfos saying? What's Tosfos saying? The Gezeres Shava doesn't have to be what? Doesn't it be the same word? It's got to be the same meaning of an expression is also good enough. It's also Xavier Shava. Wow. When you read this, Tosfos, wow, Tosfos just made up a new claw. Tosfos just said something brand new. Who here said Rabbi Shmuel this morning? Who had Damon Shachar today? Who has said Kabonis, Mitzvah Deraisa? Nobody said that? Okay, good. So Rabbi Shmuel is also Deraisa. It's called Talmud Torah. So when you said Rabbi Shmuel today, and you said Xavier Shava, so I always thought Xavier Shava meant, it says, Kicha Kicha Mistehef Farachim. There, Tach, it doesn't even say the exact same word. It says, Ki Yigach, it says, Kacha Sada, Kacha Vimen, at least the same Shoresh, basically. Come on, it's close enough. Give me another good Xavier Shava. Give me a real simple Xavier Shava. Tezvav, okay. Give me another one. No one else. Ozen, I don't know. Yad, I think, what's that? Billion Xavier Shavas. So Tosfos says, here's another one. Behema Be'iro. What? Which of these is not like the other? It's not the same word. So the truth is, don't get angry at Tosfos, because the Gemara does it also. The Gemara says there's a certain Gezeira Shavah found in Parshas Metzora, where the Torah says, anyone know? V'shava Kohen Uba Kohen. It says, V'shava Kohen, oh, you can learn Aled Dinim, it's Rashi, this big, in Parshas Metzora, V'shava Kohen Uba Kohen. So the Gemara says, what? It's a different word. You know what the Gemara says? Zoe Shiva, Zoe B, it's the same thing. It means the Kohen coming. Either he's coming or he's returning. It's the same. It's going the same way. It's like, how many different ways can you say the word said? A million different nicer ways of saying that he said something, he replied, he said, he called, he, he spoke, talked. What do we call these? We look up our book of synonyms back in third grade, and we realize Shiva and Bia means the same thing, basically, give or take. So Be'ir and Eba means the same thing, give or take, says Tosfos. So Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, so Taka, why is it that I'm Chayav for my Chayas? The Torah doesn't speak about Chayah. So everyone agrees you're Chayav. Mishnah says, Hashem Moed, it's the Rabbis of Chayah. So Rashi says, it's based on Chayah B'chal Behema. And according to Tosfos, it's based on a Gezeirah Shavah learned out from Shabbos. Of course, what's the problem? What's the huge problem? According to Rashi, we never answer Tosfos Kasha. According to Rashi, why are you chayav for what? For birds. It's the Mishnah. Tana Gom Chayav, why are you chayav for birds? So says the Shita Mekubetzis, the ninth in the Mamakonis, Zeh Loshen HaRash Zal, Kamash Lan Chai B'chol B'hem, Yesh B'farshu, Tele Mishviya Av Ka'amah. When the Gemara says Chai B'chol B'hem, and the Gemara is referencing the Gemara in Chulin, that means to make this a case, the case of the deer and elephant eating, to make this an Av. Uchetepirish Rashi Zal, Mikrod Zayseh B'Bishat Tochelu. Because Rashi's pshat is that the word Be'iro means Chayes and Behemoth. As I state in Chulin Ayin Aleph, the translation of the word Behemoth means Behemoth and Chayes. It's all the same thing. Be'ilu Megzeru Shavah Deshar Shavah Meshabbath. If you're going to tell me there's a Gzeru Shavah, with Behemtecha, these other Gzeru Shavahs falling around, Lake Lameleph, no such luck. Why? The Be'iro. The Lake Lameleph Meshabbath. It doesn't say the word Behemoth, they're all together. Not so clear with the Lashon of the Rashi, that's what he meant. It doesn't say Behemoth, so this is not we can't make up a Gezeirah Shavah if the words aren't there. I tell you this Kashi against Rashi. V'hod d'stan t'anagoylem. The Mishnah says t'anagoylem achayev. What zok t'shit m'kubetz v'daz Rashi? What does he say? Four words? Ha'ne mishum, catch that? What? Tolda d'regel. What did you say? What did the sheet did you say, everybody say? When a bird tramples, or a bird eats, that is not an av hamazik. Because what did Rashi? How did Rashi define of us in the very, very first page? The Beizim and Aleph. Hakosu behavior. If it's in the Bible, in the Scriptures, in Teresh B'Chsav, thus is an av. If it's not, if it needed some ingenuity to figure it out on our own, that is a tolda. That was Rashi's absolutely binding definition of the Beizim and Aleph. So I ask you a question, says the Shibu Kubetz Midas Rashi. When my cow eats your grass, does it say that in the Chumash? Tell me, say it in the Chumash? Absolutely. Where does it say it? Ve'iro ubi abisteyacher. When my pet elephant eats your peanuts, does it say that in the Chumash? Does it say in the Chumash? Absolutely it does. You know why? Because it says Be'iro, which translates to mean, we look up in our Halachapedia, means Behema, and then we learn Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph, and we realize that the word Behema means even wild animals, are also called Behemoth, except for Hilchas, Kashrus, and stuff, but by and large, Chai B'chol Behema. So it says in the Chumash, elephants eating peanuts, no different than cows eating grass. It's the same thing. It says, V'shilachas Be'iro Bia B'steyacher, alzen them are elephants eating peanuts and cows eating grass. I have a pet chicken, and my chicken gets loose and runs into your backyard. What do chickens eat? Great, great, great. Okay. You eat your bag of popcorn, right? You have a bag of popcorn. I was once in I think it was Epcot Center, if I'm mistaken. It was years ago, kids were little. And Avram Zev, now he's not so little, but at the time he was sitting there and eating a cracker. And a seagull came and flew in and took the cracker right out of his hands. He had no idea what had just happened. And it just stole his cracker away. So I have a pet seagull, and it breaks loose, and it steals Avram Zev, it eats the cracker. Does it say that in the Chumash? According to Rashi, doesn't say that in the Chumash. And therefore, it is not an Av. Does that mean it's Potter? Chalila v'chalila. Of course, the Baal HaSigol is Chayav. Why is he Chayav? Based on what? What's the Mechayav? It's not an Av. What's the answer? Oh, what's the say that Dover of Shein? Let's go back to Dav Gimel. What makes something Shein? My mumman was Mazik. Derech what? Hano'ah. So any time my mumman is Mazik, Derech Hano'ah, that's a Shein. That's not Shein. It's a told of the Shein. What were some of the examples of told of the Shein the Gemara gave? Some very, very creative examples. Nothing to do with eating, even. Tinfa Peiris Lanasa, Nichaba Kaisal Lanasa. My animal scratching its back. It's got a little, dry skin. It's scratching its back against the wall falls down, damages the property. That's Shein. There's no teeth, there's no mouth, there's no eating, there's no digestion. That doesn't matter. Shein is just the case of the Torah Bia of animals eating is just an illustration of the principle. So the Av is an animal eating. The told is any damage that came about derech Hanah through my property, thus is Shein, not Shein HaKasim HaTorah, thus is told of the Shein. So when the Mishnah says that Tanagolim Chayavin, either for regular Shein, doesn't matter. The Mishnah happens to be talking about regular, but Shein, it's all the same thing for our purposes. When the Mishnah says that Tanagolim Chayavim, Yenochinami, it's not B'Teiras, it's B'Teiras that's older. So when all the dust settles, everybody agrees L'Halacha, right? Everyone agrees, if my Behema Cheles, Chayav. Everyone agrees, Chayav. Everyone agrees, Of, Chayav. No question. So what's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? So according to Rashi, this is an Av, this is an Av, and this is a Tolda. And according to Tosfos, what? This is an Av, because this says in the Chumash, the Feirish. This is also an Av. Why? Because it's a Gzeri Shavu, it's a Ki'il, it's written in the Tosha B'Chsav. And what is this? What's Of? Also an Av. Why? According to Tosfos, because it says it in the Chumash. Where does it say it? The same Gzeri Shavu, Behemdecha from Shabbos. The Chol Behemdecha, the Adas Da'ifis. So at the end of the day, Yechayev. In the Yechayev, what's the difference? Who cares what's the difference? I'll tell you the difference. The Gemara has the following shayla. On the 8th of the Mar Mekomis, Gemara of Kamadaf from Dala, those were at the end of the 5th parak. The third line, Alama Tanan, Adam Mutter Kulan Lachwash Velim Sheikh. There's an Issa Diraisa of Kilei Behema. There are multiple kinds of Kilei Behema. One of them is, Losachwash Beshar Vachamo Yachtav. You're not allowed to plow, or not just plow, work in any way, shape, or form with a Shor and a Chamor together. So this is the right to Chamelka. Anyone ever see this issue being violated? Losachwash Beshar Vachamor. I saw a picture of it being violated. About 2 weeks ago, believe it or not, I was so excited. My father-in-law showed me this book he had of all kind of like agriculture and animal stuff from comparing Bizman of Tanakh to Bizman of Zeh, showing how the few people in the world will still do things like they used to do in the free, like in the old days. So he got a picture of a guy, in olive press, a guy in 2018 still doing olive press somewhere in the middle of who knows where. So there's a picture of somebody being Choresh's field. I didn't say it's a Jew. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's Chaim Malchus. And you take a look. By golly, he has two animals he's being chayrish together with. One is a, I kid you not, one's a shor, one's a chamor. And he's just, you can see, he's got the plow. It says 2018. It's still going on today. The guy's been chayrish's field with a shor and a chamor. And I was then there. I was so excited. I'm not saying I'm so excited. I called my yachtam. I told him, man, you got to see this when you come. You got to look at this picture. You'll never see it before. Never see it again. So the Gemara says, what's the din if I only have a shor? Well, I only have a chamor, and it's just not getting the job done. So you know what I do? roll up my limbs, get up there, come on, hitch me up to the wagon over there, and I start to get on all fours, and me and the shore together. Is that a violation of Kilayim? Kilayim is not just a shore and a chamor. Any shteb minim are a problem. So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. The Mishnah says, other mutim kul nachosh v'limshech. What's the source? Amra Papa, Papunoi yadi taim ed hamilsa. In the city of Papunoi, they know the answer to this kasha. What's the source? Men of Yaakov Yaakov, he's called Papunoi. He came from the city of Papunoi. So Yaakov Yaakov said, there's a special verse of that Odom, the buck stops here. Amakra, Laman yenuach avducha v'yamoscha kamocha, lahanocha hikashtiv lo l'davarachya. Remember, what was the source that Behema means anything and everything? Everything goes back to what? To Shabbos. Kol behemtecha, right? Linked within this drasha of kol behemtecha derived from Shabbos, the Torah itself draws attention that people are in a different category. People are generally not animals. Some people are animals, but when you say the tefillah, when you go to the derech and you ask the Baruch Hu to save from chayas ro, so chayas ro sometimes walk on two legs. So people are generally not animals. The only time that people and animals have the same halacha, the Torah says, "Leman yanuach v'hilchas Shabbos shorach avad chavasa kamoicha." The hilchas menucha and Shabbos. So then lanochi kashiv lo davrach. Then animals and people are all the same. But otherwise, animals and people part ways. Who remember that pasuk "Leman yanuach"? Who was the one who made a big deal about that? The Beis Meir. Good. Check if it was Beis Meir. Good. So comes the Gemara and says that this Gezeres HaKosav of Chob HaHemtecha derived had its roots in Shabbos. So it applies to Chayis, to Behemis, to birds, to just about all members of the animal kingdom, minus people. It's trumped by the Pasuk Man Yanuach, only Phil Shabbos are animals and people the same. No, who sees the Shilach? Who sees the blaze that tells his Kasha coming? You have to learn tells. You've got to learn the whole Shul Torah. What's the laser tells us? Laser Gordon's kasha. What's his kasha?
Where's the
Rav
Andrew Gordon?
It's in that Rav Renan. No, totally quotes it. Same piece of it. Now, what's his kasha, basically? If, why not?
The Baal's Chai to be the man's actions.
Wait. Let's think it through. Think through the kasha. According to Tosfos, the source that anything, any of my mammon is chayav, has to go back to pasuk. There's got to be a pasuk. I'm not just chayav stam on niske mamoni. It has to be a pasuk. Either it's a literal behema, or if it's not a literal behema, it has to be covered by which gzeres shava. What? It's got to be behemtecha from Shabbos. It has to have its roots in the Shabbos. Otherwise, according to Tosfos, it doesn't exist. So unless you could call it a behema, extended behema, Hilchos Shabbos stands as a behema, you're not chayav. The starting point is, I'm not chayav for anything and everything I own. I'm chayav for my behemis. Behemis means behemis, chayav, oif, it's all about Hilchos Shabbos. But if it's nishke behema, nishke chayav, nishke oif, so then I'm not chayav for it. That's the starting point according to Tosfos. Everything is tied into Hilchos Shabbos. Fractal blazer tells us, is a person a behema? What's the answer? What does the Gemara say in Baba Kama? No. Lahanochi kashtiv lo davrach. And therefore, if you're chayush with the shore and a person, you're not chayim malchus. So Adam, lahi Adam nefesh chayim, but sorry, Adam is not part of the animal kingdom for these halachas. Therefore, if a human being is not part of the animal kingdom for hilchas kilayim, then it shouldn't be part of the animal kingdom for what other area of halacha? Hilchas tzigit either. And therefore, well, wait a second. When my eved damages, the starting point of the sugi was mchayev, right? Because after all, it's my animal damaging, my mammon damaging. But it's not my animal. It's not a behema. He's not a behema, not a chayev, not an oaf. He's an odom. That's a fourth category. As a fourth category, there's no mchayev. So what is the Gemara telling you? Story Shemi Yakni Tenarabba. We're afraid that maybe the other is going to get the tick off the Eved, and therefore Midirabba. They said, no, I'm part of Midiraita because everyone's part of proving Chayev. The baseline is your potter. Every single moment I'm Chayev, it's not true. I'm only Chayev my behemah, Chayev and Oaf. If it's Nish behemah, Nish Chayev, Nish Oaf, I'm not Chayev. Bishlam, according to who? Let's hear. No? Bishlam, according to Rashi, who says, that Ofer is a takanat nichtav in Betoira. You're right. The takanat in the Chumash. And Yechayev al what? Al Toda. According to Rashi, Toda doesn't just define an action. Toda defines the Dov HaMazik also. According to Tosas, Toda define the action of Hezek. So the action of scratching your back against the wall and knocking it down, the action of being Matanif Peres L'Na'osai, that action is called the Toda of Achila of Shein and Yechayev. But according to Tosfos, to create the Dover HaMazik, Toldas don't work. What has to be done to create the Dover HaMazik? It has to be what? It's going to be Poskim Chumash, or it's going to be Shavah. Something, it's got to have some kind of a source in Tosh B'Saf. And according to Rashi, it's a fundamental machlokes here. How far does Toldas go? According to Rashi, as explained by the Shit Mekubet, says, Toldas not only work to be Magdir, the Maisa as a Tolda, they could be Magdir, the Dover HaMazik as a Tolda also. And therefore, according to Rashi, what's the Tolda? If it's yours, you're responsible. I don't care whether it's a behemoth, a chaya, oaf, a person, or a hippopotamus. I don't care what it is. If it's your mammon, you're chaya for it. It's your robot, you're chaya for it. If you made a golem, you're chaya for it. It's your mammon. If it belongs to you, you're chaya for it. You're not chaya v'atz ad, you're chaya v'atz tolda. So says the Blazer Gordon, Bishlam, according to Rasha, I understand where the Gemara is coming from in Daf Dalet. Why? What the din deraisa would have been. But according to Tosfos, the din deraisa was dead on arrival, never started. Because it wasn't even shayach. It's not a behemoth, not a chayah, not a life. It's an adam, and adam is kind of like a behemoth. I am b'vakam, and that's n'dal. Papa no yad, in the time of the hanil so. That's the kasha there. This was the burning issue in Europe. In the 1930s, this is it. This is a bomb kasha. Again, the bomb kasha according to some Rishonim. So as we can already begin to see, that we have three potential objections to where we started the sugya. We started with this very, very easy Hadaran said, well, of course you chai b'deraisa because it's your mamas, mamon shehizik, mamon cheshbrosla, what's the shayla? So we started chiseling away. So wait a second, this is an eish, this is not regular mamon shehizik, this is mamon shehizik, this is my mamon that's lighting a fire, not so simple. All right, this is up to Raphtali, turn into another mamazik. Don't be so stickler about the eish, it's another mamazik. It's torching, it's not a barbecue. Good, okay, we read the seven. Second kasha was, well, wait a second, it's muscle of the shomer, the evidence of the shomer. All right, so we dug up a Rashi, we made up a Rashi with Diakon and Rashi against the Taisus with the Torah, a whole machlokes of Rishonim. Maybe the Bottom is still hold responsible. Okay, we're still up. Okay, two strikes against us, so we're still in the balance box. The third kasha, according to half the Rishonim, according to Taisus, this whole thing just doesn't get off the ground. Mitchila v'atzayif. According to Rashi's shot, you can. You know, you could still salvage this. So there must be something else going on here, Rabbi Yisrael. There's got to be something else. We started the sugya, Rabbi Yisrael, on the wrong foot. We started with an incorrect hanach, according to many, many Rishonim. According to Tosfos, it's not right. According to other Rishonim, according to other Tosfos, Baba Kama, the whole thing is not right. So let's go back to the drawing board. What is the correct hanach of Rishonim? Why should I have been chayev for my eved? Based on what mechanism in halacha should have been mechayev me min haTorah for the eved v'ama? If it's not mamayne shehizik, what is it? What is that magic, mystical mechayev here that's being addressed by this sugya? Who's really chayev in the Eved is Mazik? The Eved's chayev. He's not a Mazik. Of course he's chayev. Either he's an Eish. If he lights a fire, he's chayev al Eish. Ishim Hashem Chitzav. If he Mazik with a torch, he's chayev al other Mazik. Mamash be a dayim. Of course the Eved's chayev. So the chayev is chal on who, Rabbi Yisai? The chayev is no tsar on the Eved. The Eved becomes a bad chayev. I'm not the Eved. Correct, I'm not the Eved. What am I? I'm the Adon. And part of being an Adon means any chiyuvim that the Eved incurs automatically become mine. It's almost like the flip of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. Dine Momenus, the relationship of Eved and Adon dictates that if there's a chiyuv that's no tsar on the Eved, that becomes my problem. That's the Mechayev. That's not the same as Shorish Hizik. When my axe damages, imagine, listen to this long screen. You want to know, I've learned about Bava Kama for 3 months already. Why am I chayev my axe damages? Really, the axe is chayev. And the axe is taken to a din Torah, and the axe, you know, turns around and says, well, gee, go after my owner, because he's my owner. That's what happens. Is the chi of the shore becomes the baldin, and then I have to pick up the tail for the shore? If anyone's learned Bava Kama for 3 months and will still say that, maybe you should learn a different sechta. So let's joke. Let's tell us that we're short chayev. The mamash of leitzonus. There's only one possible scenario where shore may be chayev independently. Anyone know what that is? We spoke about this in the past. If a shore kills, so the fact that the shore is chayev skila, that's the machlekes Rambam and the Ramban. Is that also that the shore is never chayev? The shore is not a bachiyuv in anything and everything under the sun. No such thing as the shore being chayev anything. That's, it's only an onish to the Baal HaMamon, to the Baal HaShore. And other Rishonim say, no. That the buck stops here. Maybe when a shore kills somebody, maybe the chayev misa is meted out the shore. Maybe. But short of that, not even on the radar screen. So when a shore is mazik, so then we're not mechayev the shore, we're mechayev the owner. You mechayev the owner, you want to go after the owner? Oh, wait a second. You want to go down the route of Hilchos Niskei Mamon? You have three challenges you have to meet. Hilchos Niskei Mamon, like we've been talking about for the last day and a half. So first of all, you're not chayev an eish that your mamon makes. Number two, said, you can hit me for Hilchos Niskei Mamon. I was what? I was Moshe to Hashem. I was Moshe the Eved to himself. Number three, this is not even a mamon shechiva alav Torah. He's not a behemoth, not a chayev on a knife. So Kol Zman, we were going down the parish of Niskei Mamon, we were equating an Eved to a shore and saying the Chiv is going directly hitting the hitting the owner in the pocket directly. It's going from the Nizik taking the owner to a Din Torah. The Chiv is notzar between, the Chiv is created between the Nizik and the owner out the parish of Niskei Mamon. Now, then we're running into all these brick walls, all these obstacles. So change it, says Rav Naftali. Instead of learning that it goes directly from the Nizik to the owner, it really goes from the Nizik to the Eved. Eloah, the Eved, it's not a barochi to take to a Din Torah. So Mamela, al tilchas avdus, tilchas adon, the responsibility of an adon, you have to pick up the tab for the chiyuvim that with doitzai klape the Eved. That was the starting point of the Gemara. Now, Zen Emar, no, you don't have to shemech nitenu. So says Rav Naftali, I prove to you that I'm right. I prove to you that I'm right. Look at the Rambam, 10th in the Rambam Krims. Look at the Rambam, look at Geneva, Perek Alef, Halacha Tes. Ha'evet she'gona potem in ha'kefel, u'bay le'pturin. She'ein adem chayev ha'nizki avodav, afa b'shem ha'moynoi, v'she'esh ben da'as yedach l'shomren, she'im yachisen ha'rabi, yedach v'yadach gadish, v'yalav din, v'chiyaitse b'zeh m'shar, shar nizikin. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam is paraphrasing what sugya? Har sugya. He's quoting this Hakonas Nachom. Shem Yechad Tzeder Rambam. That's the pasuk in the Rambam. What did the Rambam do? What case of all the Ala Nezikin, Ala Bava Kama, 119 blind in front of the Rambam, what case did the Rambam choose to highlight? He's trying to give you an example of an Eved that should have been held to task, and the Adam said the Adam should have been held to task, and Amadir Bani's not. What's the case? What scenario of mazik did the Rambam give? The Gemara gave the case of Shem Yechid Tener Rabbi Yelach Yadlik Gadish Shechaver. The Rambam quotes that also. But how did the Rambam start off the halacha? Well, forget about where he started. Where is this halacha appear? What's the Hilchos Geneva? It should have been where? Hilchos Niskei Mamon. Why in the world is this Hilchos Geneva? Evet Shagonav? Where? Vishtet Evet Shagonav? We're in Chazal. I don't see a word about it. We've learned the sugi for a day and a half. Where does it say Evet Shagonav? It says the Evet Shehidlik Yitzhak Gadish. The Rambam himself quotes Hidduk to Godish later. Why did the Rambam start off with Evet Shagonav? Anyone notice that the Rambam is this obvious kasha? Who thought of this kasha? When they read this Rambam, who read this Rambam? What? Reb Chaim read this Rambam? Correct. Reb Moshe read this Rambam? Correct. Reb Naftali read this Rambam? Correct. And they didn't all come to the same conclusion. So in reading this Rambam, Reb Naftali said, I see licked in this Rambam is my new Yesod. So his three kashas that he presented, which forced him to come up with a new Yesod, he's about to support this Yesod from this Lashon and Rambam. From that fact, the Rambam deviated from the case of the Gemara. What the Rambam was referring to in that deviation, hopefully that's him tomorrow. So we'll go back to this Rambam. and back to Reb Naftali, and then go back to see how what Reb Naftali saw in this Rambam, other Gedolei Ga'enei Olam saw something radically different in this Rambam. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll try to put the pieces of that. Okay, we'll dive in a minute, okay?